Sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody, from the Forksite Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm Rob Weaver for tonight's girls basketball game between the Marion local Lady Flyers and the host Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fort Recovery at 2-10 on the season, and Marion local just about the opposite. They are 10-3 on the year. Marion Local's only lost once in the conference, and that was to, you could probably guess, the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. We'll talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, Holly Gann, in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned health food pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kopp Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kopp Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Healthmark, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Taking care of you. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Annual Open House at Hagerty's is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hagerty's, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Forksite Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have Holly Gann with us, the head basketball coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And last time out, ouch, we kind of ran into a buzzsaw there over at New Knoxville. We knew it was going to be tough, but at least we led 5-4 at one time.
Yeah, we did. You know, and every now and then you just got one of those games. And we still are just, like I said, we're still just learning and growing. And eventually we can't say that anymore. So we're getting to that brink of the season where we got to take care of some of these problems before they take care of us, kind of a deal. But obviously we got to, you know, learn from the past and move on and hope for a better future. So tonight we get to see Marion.
It'll be an interesting week this week. You have Marion local tonight, and then you picked up a game on Saturday. Kind of talk about how all that transpired, that you're going to be playing South Adams here on Saturday.
Yeah, so we were contacted on Monday that Anzonia wasn't going to be able to play on Saturday. So immediately I started to email out and just try to see who was out available that needed some games. And then basically I kind of let it sit for a night. Didn't get a lot of responses, or I got the response back from mostly Ohio teams that said that they were basically full, or they don't need a pickup, or they're going to try to reschedule with maybe a team that canceled with them. A lot of conference games in particular that would happen. So then I was always talking to Coach Melton, and Coach Melton showed me a site from Indiana that they keep it all nice and organized, and it tells you which teams are down games. I looked at it to see who was kind of close in our proximity. South Adams was on there. Some teams from Muncie were on there, so I kind of reached out to all of those guys that were within an hour and a half, that I thought maybe could come play us on Saturday. Because we already had this ready to go here, so that I thought, well, maybe we can find somebody. I emailed South Adams knowing that we were going to play them on Tuesday, and honestly, I didn't think they would say yes. But I still said, hey, we just want to play. We don't really care who. And they're used to playing their team, you know, opponents multiple times throughout the course of the year, and we're kind of not. Kind of foreign for us until we get to tournament time. So I know their AD pretty well over there, and Jason was really, you know, good with playing us. So here we are. We're playing them on Saturday. at Fort Recovery, and then Tuesday we're going to travel to South Adams. So,
and actually, I think a pretty good matchup for you.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And I think that's the thing is, like, we just, and that's what I kind of told the girls. I was like, guys, we just need to play. Like, we need to play to become better. So we don't really care who we play. We just need to go play. So I was really happy and thankful that South Adams agreed to come here and play us on Saturday. So yeah, well, I hope that's going to be a good game and a good game for us to get better and work on some things we're working on. And ultimately here, you know, Rob, we're focused on tournament. Like, we got to get to that point where we can make a nice little tournament run here. So we got to clean up some things. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is we got to play some games.
Well, as you mentioned tonight, it's Marion Local, the Lady Flyers, always a tough opponent. What's the scouting book say on them this year?
Yep, they're tough. They're tough. Obviously, they got a lot of girls back. They've got some seniors that have been around for multiple years, or at least since I've been here. So you're definitely going to see that experience coming from the Marion team tonight. But with that being said, I definitely don't think they're as strong as that we've seen them in the last couple years. And definitely think that if we can handle the ball, we can compete.
Well, we hope so. We'll look forward to seeing the game tonight. And by the way, we'll have the South Adams game here on the radio on Saturday, and we'll be up at South Adams on Tuesday to bring you fans that game as well. So those are the next three broadcasts tonight, and then the two South Adams games coming up here on WPGW that we'll be having for Fort Recovery. You mentioned the tournament. That draw is coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
It is. It's coming up January 30th, and actually, I just got some information today. The two sectional places are Spencerville and Lima Shawnee, which is totally different than what they've been in the past. We either had a host or we had to go to Lima Bath or St. Mary's. So we have two new sectional hosting schools in which we haven't played in either of them. So different opportunity to play in a different gym. So January 30th, we'll kind of see where we kind of fall with all that.
Okay, Holly, how about your starters tonight?
Starters tonight, let's see here. Number 4, Grace Kuchenbiller. Number 15, Alexis Wendell. Number 22, Mara Pearson. Number 20, Kennedy Mullenkamp. And 32, Whitley Rammel.
All right, well, thanks for the conversation. Good luck.
Thanks.
Holly Gann, head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back with more here at the Portside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. All parts are discounted during this week. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 26th through the 29th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welcome back to the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Again, Rob Weaver here with the broadcast tonight. I want to remind you that the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game with the Marion local Lady Flyers. Don't forget, Dr. Tom Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. The Office of Family Dentistry of Dr. Tom Banna is located on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. And our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Union City and Bern, Indiana. Again, Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week, open until 7 Monday through Thursday, open until 6 on Saturday nights, until 4 on Saturday, and until 3 on Sunday. That's Calp Pharmacy. And remember to ask about their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver a prescription to you, your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. All you have to do is sign up, and they'll be happy to do that for you. The weekly prescription program available from Calp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Starting for the Indians tonight, we have the following players. Grace Guggenbiller will be out there, a 5'10 senior. Also starting for Fort Recovery tonight is Alexis Wendell, a 5'9 junior. Also, Kennedy Mollenkamp, a 6-foot freshman, will be starting tonight. Also starting for Fort Recovery is 5'11 Mara Pearson, a sophomore. She is the leading scorer for the Lady Indians this year. And finally, we have Whitley Rammel, a senior, who is 6'3", the fifth starter for the Indians. Starting for Marion Local this evening, we have Ava Unrest, will be one of the starters. Ava is a 5'6 freshman. Also starting for Marion Local will be Stella Hillsman. Stella is a 5'9 junior. Also, it will be Olivia Demange. Olivia is a 5'7 senior. Also starting for the Lady Flyers tonight will be Sammy Holscher, a 5'9 senior. And the final starter is Lindsay Koenig, a 5'10 junior. And we're underway, and Fort Recovery gets the tap to start the basketball game. There's the ball kicked by Marion Local out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Sticking her foot out there was Ava Unrest. Grace Guggenbiller will be passing the ball in into Whitley Rammel. There's Mara Pearson out front with the basketball. She'll pass to Whitley Rammel. Rammel looking for a teammate. Out top to Mara Pearson. Mara dribbling, now passing back to Alexis Wendell. Wendell in the lane, pops the shot, short, no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local as Ava Unrest got the rebound. Lady Flyers in their blue uniforms with gold numbers. Fort Recovery white with purple. Ball's out of bounds. I think it last went off Marion Local. Yes, off the fingertips there of the Lady Flyers, Olivia Demange. And that will give the basketball back here to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller into Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy played some junior varsity tonight, so kind of unusual to have a JV player starting. Whitley Rammel up no good. Grace Guggenbiller back up and in. Grace Guggenbiller draws first blood of the night, and it's 2-0. Lady Indians in the lead over Marion Local. Lady Flyers with the ball. Here's an outside shot. Three-pointer. Good. Drilling that was Sammy Holscher. So it's 3-2 now. Marion Local with the lead. There's a violation on Fort Recovery. Now to give the basketball back to Marion Local. Sammy Holscher will toss it in here. Correction, that's not Sammy. That's Olivia Demange. Olivia Demange tossing it in to Ava Unrest. Over on the right wing. Around on the left side. Ball's tipped by Whitley Rammel, and Marion Local retrieves it back. With the ball there is Sammy Holscher out front. She has it tipped away by Alexis Wendell, but got it back. Pass down on the right. Going baseline, nowhere to go, and out of bounds goes the basketball off of Olivia Demange, and Fort Recovery will have the ball back.
Grace Guggenbiller will toss it into Whitley Rammel. Rammel looks down the court to Tamara Pearson, tries to pass over to Alexis Wendell. Amara made the mistake of just not taking the ball to the hole herself. And Marion Local has the basketball, up and good by Holscher. And she will be at the line as she's fouled in the act of shooting. Whitley Rammel picks up the foul, her first. Holscher at the line, and she got it. And she has all six of the Marion Local points here. 6-2 the score. Marion Local leading by four. Fort Recovery being pressed full court. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Passing over to Grace Guggenbiller on the right. Back to Mollenkamp on the left. Down the wing to Alexis Wendell. Back out top to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Over around the right, there's Grace Guggenbiller with it. Back out top, Alexis Wendell. And Wendell dribbling, gives the ball off to Mara Pearson. Mara drives at the baseline, tried to pass off to Grace Guggenbiller. Knocked away, but Pearson got it back. Back out top to Alexis Wendell. Right side to Grace Guggenbiller, dribbling, stopping. Passing to Mara Pearson, and she can't get it to go down. Up, it does go down. Bounced way up in the air and came back down and finally went in. That's a rarity, and that's a three-point shot for Mara. And Fort Recovery draws to within one at 6-5. Here's a shot up and no good by Marion Local. Missing that one was Stella Hillsman, and Fort Recovery comes down with the rebound. Kennedy Mollenkamp out front near the center circle on the left side to Alexis Wendell. First quarter brought to you by Calp Pharmacy, your Health Mart Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery. Also Burn in Union City, Indiana. Ball's tipped away by Holscher out of the hands of Mara Pearson, and Fort Recovery will have the ball right in front of the scoring table. Grace Guggenbiller looking for a teammate. Goes into Whitley Rammel. Whitley turns. Back outside to Mara Pearson. Again, Fort Recovery will play this Saturday. That was on the schedule, but it's not an Ansonia. They're going to play South Adams here on Saturday. JV starts at 12 with the varsity at 1:30. And Whitley Rammel threw the ball away. Actually, just miscommunication there between Whitley and Mara Pearson. Marion Local leads 6-5. Marion Local with the ball after the Fort Recovery turnover. Fort Recovery trapping half court. Actually, trapping full court. And Marion Local gets it down. There's Holscher firing and missing. Rebound out of bounds off of Marion Local. Looked like that went off of Lindsey Koenig, I think. And Grace Guggenbiller will toss it in here. Fort Recovery, Marion Local battling tonight in MAC basketball action. Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel will bring it up. She's going to go all the way. And no good. Can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Here come the Lady Flyers with the ball. Back outside again. Marion Local leads by one. And there's an intended pass along the baseline, which Holscher threw out of bounds. Tried to hit Lindsey Koenig, but Koenig just had not gone far enough in towards the basket. And Marion Local calls time, 3:53 to go in the first quarter of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Again, the score is Fort Recovery trailing Marion Local by a 6-5 margin.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Just a 30-second timeout, so about set to go. Fort Recovery band here tonight playing the music, entertaining the fans. Reed Knute is the band director here at Fort Recovery. Does a wonderful job. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Grace Guggenbiller with it. Back on the left side to Alexis Wendell. There's Kennedy Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson. Mara drives right, goes in, and it won't go down. Rebound comes to Holscher of Marion Local, Sammy Holscher. Here comes Marion Local driving to the hoop and knocked away by Whitley Rammel with the ball there for the Lady Flyers was Chloe Ronnebaum.
Here's Whitley Ramel firing and banks it in from three-point land. Hey, we need a little luck like that. Whitley Ramel banks in a three, making it 8-6, Fort Recovery by two. Down to Marion Local, up and in as the Lady Flyers beat us on the fast break. Scoring on the play there was Molly Winner. Makes a score tied now at 8-8, Fort Recovery with the ball. 2:49 to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Ball's tipped out of bounds, and they say it went off of Sammy Holscher. Actually, I think the Lady Indians might have got a break there. It looked like to me it went off of Mara Pearson, but Fort Recovery will have the ball. Grace Guggenbiller will pass it in. Tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery boys play at Marion Local. You can buy tickets at the Fort Recovery High School office tomorrow. Whitley Ramel driving the baseline. There's a foul called. It's going to be whistled on the Lady Flyers, Molly Winner. Number one on Molly. Eric Catterley's our fine studio producer tonight. We appreciate his help. Whitley Ramel to Grace Guggenbiller. Fires it up, missed it. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Getting the rebound was Olivia Demange. Demange will pass on the left side. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's no good. Rebound Mara Pearson on the miss by Chloe Ronnebaum. Down comes Pearson, up and no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. That was just in and out. 8-8 tie score here. 2:13 to go in the first quarter of play. Marion Local with the ball. There's a shot up just missed on, I think, a three-pointer. Rebound Whitley Ramel. As Olivia Demange couldn't get that to go down. Here's Mara Pearson with the ball now across the timeline. Passes over to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the right wing. Kennedy looks inside. Will feed off here to Kenzie Garkey, who's in the game. Back out the right side to Grace Guggenbiller. Fires a three. Doesn't go. Lady Indians just not shooting very well here. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Down come the Flyers. Here's a drive in as tipped away by Fort Recovery, and I think the Lady Flyers came out with it. Reverse layup is blocked by Mara Pearson. As Olivia Demange tried to get the reverse layup, but Pearson stopped that, and Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Whitley Ramel will walk it across the timeline. Down to a minute 13 left in the first period of play on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has a wide variety of handicap medical equipment available at their Handicap Medical Equipment Center at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Cal Pharmacy. Whitley Ramel, right side, looking for a teammate. Passes back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy now back on the right side to Whitley Ramel. Whitley dribbles in, stops, fires from the lane. Doesn't go. About a 12-footer. Rebound pulled down by the Lady Flyers. Getting the board there was Chloe Ronnebaum. Sammy Holscher out front. She'll pass over on the right side to Ronnebaum. Now at the free throw line. Back on the left to Sammy Holscher. Back out top to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum dribbling in. Now passes off on the baseline. Shots up and rolls out of there, but rebound Marion Local up and in. Sammy Holscher got the rebound and puts it in. She has 8 of her team's 10 points. It's 10-8. Marion Local by 2. 12 seconds to go. Left side, there's a foul going to be called on Marion Local. Whitley Ramel got fouled. It'll be out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery lost the reserve game. It was close. Lady Indians just couldn't get the break. They had a shot at the end that almost went in to win the game, but they lost 32-31 to Marion Local tonight in the reserve game. We'll give you a scoring on that on our halftime report. Pass in to Mara Pearson, dribbles. Now over to Whitley Ramel. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. They've got time for a shot. It's up and way short. Might have been blocked by Mara Pearson. And the first quarter comes to an end as the Fort Recovery Lady Indians trail the Marion Local Lady Flyers. Score at the end of one is 10-8. Marion Local on top by 2 points. Thanks to Calp Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, Calp Pharmacy. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, and Union City, Indiana. So stop in and visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to WPGW in Portland, Indiana, 100.9 on your FM dial and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight, Eric Cattley, our studio producer at the radio station, Ava Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Marion Local has the ball to start the second quarter. There's traveling called as the official. That was close. The official said that Hannah Rose jumped off her feet and without shooting the ball came back down. So Fort Recovery gets it on the turnover. In the lineup for the Lady Indians, Carlene Ekamp is in there now. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball on the left to Alexis Wendell. Wendell to Mara Pearson. Top of the key, driving to the right, and there's a foul called on Marion Local. It's going to be whistled on, looks like 52, which would be Hannah Rose. Was on Hannah. 7:22 to go here in the second quarter, which is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Kenzie Garkey on a long two-point basket. Makes the score Fort Recovery and Marion Local tied up at 10-10. In a very competitive game so far here in the contest at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Welcome to any of you who might be watching on the High School Network 2 on television. Fort Recovery just stole the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. She'll dribble to the left side. Passing off to Carly Niekamp. Back outside to Mara Pearson. There's a foul called on Marion Local. That's going to be whistled. Olivia Demange picks up the foul. Whitley Rammel, who was taking a rest, will come back in, and Mara Pearson will get a brief rest. Mara has played the whole game so far, so she'll go back to the bench just for a brief period, I'm sure. Kennedy Mollenkamp into Whitley Rammel, puts it up no good, and a foul's going to be called on Marion Local. As that's called on Rose, her second quick foul here. Whitley Rammel at the free throw line. An opportunity to give the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the lead here. She has 3 points on the night on a three-pointer that banked in for her, actually. Whitley hits the first free throw to make it a one-point lead for Fort Recovery, 11-10. This one's up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Marion Local to Lindsey Koenig. Koenig gives over to Sammy Hosher. Hosher will bring it up. Passing in the lane, and there's going to be traveling called. Falling down in the lane as she got the pass was Chloe Ronnebaum. And Fort Recovery gets the ball back on the turnover. Pass comes into Whitley Rammel. She looks down court. Passes back to Kenzie Garkey, who takes it across the timeline. Kenzie will stop. Pass over here to Carly Niekamp. Carly dribbling. Back to Alexis Wendell. Now tapped away by Whitley Rammel, but Marion Local gets it back. 6:15 remaining here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio. Marion Local with the ball outside. Nora Eckstein with it there. She's in the game now. Over on the right, there's a three-point shot. Good. Ava Unrest. Ava Unrest draining the three. That gives Marion Local the lead back at 13-11. Fort Recovery being pressed full court by Marion Local. For the most part, the Lady Indians have been able to handle the full court pressure.
Whitley Rammel right side to Carly Niekamp. Carly back on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp goes top to Alexis Wendell. Wendell dribbling to the right, comes back out. Passing back out to Whitley Rammel. Out top it goes. Alexis Wendell to Lindsey Garkey. And there's Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball now. She's being guarded very closely. Whitley Rammel has it. 5 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Almost thrown away by Fort Recovery, but Alexis Wendell saves the day. Hooks a little pass into Garkey, back on the right side of Whitley Rammel. And there's timeout called by Fort Recovery. Timeout, Fort Recovery. 4:55 to go in the first half. The score is Marion Local 13, Fort Recovery 11. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome to the broadcast. Tomorrow night we'll be over at Jay County High School as Jay County will host Southern Wells in the semifinals of the ACAC Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament. The girls teams will play at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. Again, that's Jay County and Southern Wells in the semifinals tomorrow evening of the ACAC Basketball Tourney. Jay County wins a play in the championship at South Adams on Saturday. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the ball as Fort Recovery puts it back in play. And there's the ball kicked by Chloe Ronnebaum. Kennedy Mollenkamp will put the ball in play here. Lobs it into Whitley Rammel. Puts it up. No good. Whitley back up. No good. And a foul's going to be called on Marion Local. Whitley, she got the pass in the lane only about 10 feet out, and then she dribbled. She probably just should have shot the ball from right there. She's at the free throw line with two shots. The first one's no good. Whitley has a total of 4 points on the night. She's only one of three from the free throw line right now. Just hope she can get this one to even it up. Get back to the 500 point, and she does. Makes the score 13-12. I can remember the day when you used to shudder when Whitley took a free throw because she just couldn't hardly hit any free throws. She's much better today. Now Marion Local wants timeout. It's a one-point game. Marion Local with the ball and leading 13-12. Here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, that's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight. Marion Local with the basketball. Down in the corner it goes, back outside. 13-12, Lady Flyer lead at the moment. Ball's tipped by Alexis Wendell, but Marion Local got it back. They get the ball on the left side over there to Chloe Ronnebaum, who scores on the short shot. That makes it now 15-12. Fort Recovery trailing by 13. Correction, trailing by 3. 15-12. Alexis Wendell with the basketball. Dribbling out front. Passing over to Whitley Rammel on the left. Fort Recovery with the ball now. Outside to Alexis Wendell. Left side it goes to Mara Pearson. They call Mara for traveling with the basketball. Hey, if you'd like to have an old Fort Recovery jersey, Athletic Director Holly Gann kind of cleaned out one of the closets, and there's a whole bunch of basketball, softball jerseys, maybe even some volleyball jerseys that are just being given away free of charge. They're laying out here in the cafeteria area at Fort Recovery High School. I'm sure she'll have some tomorrow if you want to pick up some free ones for old time's sake. Former Fort Recovery basketball jerseys available right here at the high school. Missing a shot there for Marion Local was Olivia Demange, but she was fouled in the act of shooting, and she hits the first one. She will have one more. I think that might have been on Mara Pearson, which, let's see, I'm going to be here first. This free throw is also good by Olivia Demange. That's her first 2 points of the game. And that makes her score now 17-12. Marion Local pulling away to a five-point lead. I think that's about their biggest lead of the game. And Marion Local tips the ball out of bounds on the full court pressure. Sammy Holscher going way up in the air, showing her athleticism. And we have timeout called by Fort Recovery. No. Foul on Callie Wendell, who just came in the game. So offensive foul on Callie Wendell. That gives the ball. Must have been an illegal screen of some kind. Gives the ball back to Marion Local. Sammy Holscher with the ball. Goes right, comes back left, behind the back dribble. Feeds inside, shots up no good, and a foul's on Grace Guggenbiller. Drawing the foul was Molly Winter. Winter steps to the line with two shots coming here. She has 2 points on the night on a two-point basket. Puts it up, and it's good. One more here for Molly Winter. Marion Local, 10-3 on the year. Fort Recovery, just about the opposite, 2-10. It's up and good by Molly. Got them both. That makes the lead at 7 now, 19-12. Fort Recovery needs a basket here. Needs some offense. Grace Guggenbiller passing up to Mara Pearson, tipped out of bounds by Marion Local. Sammy Holscher again leaping up in the air and tipping it out of bounds. Once again, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49 at the south edge of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Right side to Alexis Wendell, back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. There's Mara Pearson, can't take the shot to Mollenkamp. She'll fire and miss. A little short. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Down come the Flyers. All the way up, no good. Rebound Kennedy Mollenkamp. And now Marion Local steals it away, and Holscher stole it and back up and in. Sammy Holscher has most of her team's points, 10 of the 21. And it's 21-12 all of a sudden. Lady Indians only trailed 13-12, and they have scored now 8 in a row to make it 21-12. Marion Local in the lead. Out front, Alexis Wendell for Fort Recovery. Being hemmed in, passes off, or tries to. And now we got a jump ball situation. Holly Gann wanted to call time, but the official didn't give it to her. Kenzie Garkey comes in for Fort Recovery, and Alexis Wendell will go out. So the Indians have Grace Guggenbiller, Kennedy Mollenkamp, Kenzie Garkey, Whitley Rammel, and Mara Pearson in the lineup. 21-12 score. A basket here would cut it to only 7. 2 minutes to go in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. And traveling's called on Whitley Rammel. For the finest in farm machinery, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service, Fort Recovery. And they have the service to go along with the machinery. If you need maintenance of your farm machinery, you can depend on the expert technicians at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. Marion Local with the ball. Over on the right, down the middle. Tried to pass inside, but Whitley Rammel tipped it away. Rammel feeds it over to Mara Pearson. Mara to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy out front over to Whitley Rammel. Now to Grace Guggenbiller. Drives to the hoop. Fires about a 10-footer. No good. Short. Rebound comes to Marion Local. Port Recovery's only getting one shot, and that's it. Right side jumper is good. Hitting about a 15-footer was Olivia Demange. Demange makes it 23-12 now. Marion Local with the big lead of 11 points. Whitley Rammel lost the ball. Picked up by Marion Local by Demange. She'll pass it off to Hosier on the left. Sammy will dump it back outside to Ava Unrast. Unrast goes on the right to Olivia Demange. We got a whistle and we got... What's the problem? I have no idea what the problem is. Oh, the clocks are different. One clock said 42.7, one said a minute something. Yeah, now we got them straightened out. Both say 42.7 seconds. Marion Local with the ball. Right side it goes. There's Olivia Demange. I'm not sure I've ever seen that where the clocks were. One clock said one time, one said the other another time. And being that far off. Right side to Sammy Hosier, back out top, down to 20 seconds to go as Marion Local wants to take the last shot. They already lead by 11, 23-12. Out front, Ava Unrest goes over here on the right. There's Sammy Hosier getting it on the wing. She'll pass back out top. Blocked by Mara Pearson on the shot by Demange, and now there's a foul called on Marion Local. Not the 1-1 yet. It'll be out of bounds. And that might be the 1-1 now. Should be. Yep. So Mara Pearson goes to the free throw line. She will have two shots here for Fort Recovery. We need these two. That would cut the lead back to 9 points instead of 11. First one's up, and it is no good on the 1-1. Didn't get either one of them. Here comes Marion Local. They can't get the shot off in time. That's the end of the first half of play. Score is 23 for Marion Local, 12 for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fort Recovery is outscored there in the second quarter, 13-4. So some decent basketball being played here by Fort Recovery Lady Indians, but just not enough shooting. Can't get the ball to go in the hole. And no offensive rebounds either. We've completed one half of play thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, they've got a lot of great farm machinery. And that would include their Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Also, look over their new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Claus farm equipment dealer. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. We'll be back with the halftime stats right after this.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
We are back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Rather slim crowd tonight. I really kind of surprised. Marion Local is a pretty good rivalry game, but not many folks showed up for the game tonight, on either side of the ledger. I don't know, maybe they've got the after Christmas blues. Don't forget, Fort Recovery will host South Adams on Saturday. JV starts at 12, the varsity about 1:30. And then Fort Recovery will travel to South Adams on Tuesday, 6 o'clock for the JV start, varsity at 7:30. Fort Recovery was supposed to play Ansonia this Saturday, but illness did not allow Ansonia to play, so South Adams said that they would be happy to come in and pick up an extra game and play Fort Recovery on a back-to-back basis here at Fort Recovery on Saturday, at South Adams on Tuesday. Looking at the stats, at halftime, Marion Local leads 23-12 over the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They only led by two at the first quarter break, 10-8. But again, Marion Local outscoring the Lady Indians 13-4 in that second quarter of play. For the Marion Local Lady Flyers, who lead in the ball game, they are led by Sammy Holscher with 10. She has a three-point basket, three twos, and one out of one at the free throw line for her 10 points. She's quite a nice athlete indeed, and she is one of the seniors on the Marion Local team. 4 points for Olivia DeMange. Olivia has a two out of two at the free throw line and 1 2-point goal for her 4 points. 4 points for Molly Winner. Molly has a two-point field goal and two out of two at the free throw line. 3 points for Ava Unrast, who has a three-point goal, and 2 points for Chloe Ronnebaum on a two-point goal. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, they are led by Whitley Rammel with 5. Whitley had a 3 and then hit on 2 of 4 from the free throw line for her 5 points. 3 points for Mara Pearson on a 3-point basket and 0 for 1 at the free throw line. That was the front end of a 1-1. So Mara Pearson, uncharacteristic of her to only have 3 points at the half. Let's hope she can start getting in gear in the second half of play. Kenzie Garkey has 2 points on a two-point goal, and Grace Guggenmiller 2 points on a two-point goal. So that's it for Fort Recovery, only 12 points on the night tonight. In the reserve game, it was a close one, but Marion Local won that one, 32-31. Fort Recovery actually led in the first half, leading 13-6 at the first quarter, led 18-16 at halftime. Marion Local squeaked out in front 26-25 after three, and then the final score 32-31. Fort Recovery had a shot right underneath that went in and out as time expired that would have given them the win, but instead Marion Local won 32-31. Marion Local was 11-2 on the year in JV play, and Fort Recovery drops to still a nice 7-5 record for the Fort Recovery junior varsity. Fort Recovery was led in the JV game by Carly Niekamp, who had 11 points in the contest. She had 3 2-point baskets, a 3-point goal, and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 11 points. 8 points for Kenzie Garkey on 4 2-point baskets. 6 points for Callie Wendell on 2 twos and 2 out of 2 at the free throw line. 3 points for Madison Guggenmiller. Maddie had a 3-point goal for her 3 points. 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp on a 2-point basket. And 1 point for Sage Leuthold on a free throw. Again, leading the way for the Fort Recovery JV, Carly Niekamp with 11, followed by Kenzie Garkey with 8. For Marion Local's junior varsity team,
Rachel Keither had 8 points on the night, 4 2-point goals. Audrey Winter had 6 points. Correction, 4 points for Audrey Winter. She had a 2-point basket and 2 free throws. 4 points for Jenna Kanapke on 2 2-point baskets. Also 4 points for Allison Dirksen on 2 2-point baskets. Brooke Wilker had 6 points on 3 2-point baskets. 2 points for Nora Eckstein and 2 points for Natalie Evers for the Marion Local Lady Flyers. Again, Marion Local now 11-2 on the year at the JV level. Fort Recovery dropping to 7-5. We'll be back with the second half of play coming up at halftime. Fort Recovery varsity trailing Marion Local 23-12. We'll return in just a moment.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-orders so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Rob Weaver back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery battling Marion Local tonight in a conference game. Marion Local will have the ball to start out the third quarter. Our third quarter sponsor, Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, also nearby St. Henry, Coldwater, and also Rossburg, Ohio. A reminder from Cooper Farms, they have an excellent complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. That's Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Left side back out top. Marion Local just threw it away. Pass was intended for Sammy Holscher, but Marion Local's Olivia Demange passed the ball, intending for Holscher to come up and get it, and she didn't do it. Fort Recovery band doing a nice job entertaining at halftime here. Again, the Fort Recovery boys will be at Marion Local tomorrow night. And that game will be on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not be able to have that here on the radio because we will be following Jay County tomorrow night. Kennedy Mollenkamp back out to Whitley Ramel. Whitley looks for a teammate. Now over to Grace Guggenbeller. Goes out of bounds. Grace couldn't grab a hold of it, and it slipped by her and went out of bounds. So it'll be Marion Local's basketball on the turnover. Holly Gann, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Beth Stribe, I believe it's pronounced Stribe, is the coach of Marion Local. Pass comes in, and crashing into Whitley Ramel was Olivia Demange, and Fort Recovery picked up the loose ball, and now at the other end, the ball's tipped out of bounds by Marion Local, and Fort Recovery will have it. As Kennedy Mollenkamp trying to score there. Grace Guggenbeller will toss it in. Don't forget, we have IU basketball tonight. We'll be joining the IU, I think they're playing Iowa maybe tonight. We'll be joining that game as soon as we're done here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. You can hear the IU broadcast, which started a few minutes ago with the pregame on our other stations at 105.3 FM and 1440 AM. Full court pressure by Fort Recovery. Kenzie Garkey tipping the ball out of bounds. Marion Loca will retain possession. Sammy Holscher will toss it in for the Lady Flyers. In the backcourt. Again, Marion Local, a nice 10-3 record going this year. Only one loss in the conference. That was to New Knoxville. Inside pass, beautiful pass. Up and in for Marion Local is Lindsey Koenig, and that's Lindsey's first basket of the night. 25-12 now. Lady Indians continue to struggle finding what they're going to call turning the ball over on Kennedy Mollenkamp. It looked more like a foul to me on Marion Local that caused that, but the official was Kennedy had her back to the official. He really couldn't see that. Right side, Marion Local with the basketball back out top. Over on the left side and stolen by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp comes down, puts it up, and it's blocked, and out of bounds it goes. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. Once again, good job by Sammy Holscher putting on the defense there for Marion Local. Here comes the inbounds pass from Kenzie Garkey. Goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp right underneath, and she lays it in. And we finally got off the snide as Kennedy Mollenkamp scores for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Her first basket of the evening. There's a shot up and no good by Marion Local. Rebound came to Kenzie Garkey, and Whitley Rammel had to chase it down back to Mara Pearson. Mara will take it across the timeline. And they're going to call a foul on Mara Pearson. Mara's shaking her head, and I don't blame her. Sammy Holscher was all in her face. And they, I think, really should have called a foul on Sammy. But, again, the official's always right, right? Yeah. And there's a foul on Marion Local now. Offensive foul is going to be called. Apparently an illegal screen on Ava Unrest. Number one on Ava. So Marion Local will be on defense now. Here's Fort Recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp across the timeline. Lady Indians trailing 25-14 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Shots up and no good by Mara Pearson. Rebound Marion Local coming down, and there's a foul on Whitley Rammel. Whitley fouling Sammy Holscher. Don't forget, if you want to check out the job opportunities at Cooper Farms, there are many Cooper Farms locations here in this area, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg, Ohio. Simply go to CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com, and you can take a look at all of the excellent employment opportunities at Cooper Farms. Sammy Holscher hits the first free throw. And she will have one more. And this is no good, a little short. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel for Fort Recovery. Whitley's headed to East Tennessee State University to play college volleyball. Lindsey Garkey back outside it goes to Mara Pearson, and there's a foul called on Sammy Holscher. Sammy was clawing away too much at the ball there. Contacted Mara Pearson. So for Sammy, that's personal foul number two. Here's Kenzie Garkey putting the ball in play for Fort Recovery. To Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the left. She'll pass off to Alexis Wendell. Wendell hands off to Mara Pearson. Come around the horn. Puts the ball up. No good. Mara Pearson missing about a 15-footer on the left side. And rebound comes to Marion Local. Sammy Holscher with the ball. Guarded by Alexis Wendell over on the right side. back out. Unrest had it there for a moment. Holster tries to go inside. Can't get the shot off. And she ends up on the floor. No foul called. And Fort Recovery with the ball. And Alexis Wendell grabbed it. And fouls called on Marion Local. It's going to be whistled on Sammy Holster. And that's number three on Sammy. So she'll probably come out of the game. Oh, 26-14. This game's not over, but Fort Recovery needs to start scoring some points here. We've only had 2 points here in the third quarter with 4:18 to go in the quarter. Again, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Pass comes in to Mara Pearson. Back to Garkey. Puts it up from the corner. No good. Rebound comes to Unrest. Down comes Marion Local. There's Sammy Hosier is fouled by Mara Pearson. Mara thought she had a pretty clean block, but the official said no. That is number three on Mara Pearson. At the free throw line will be Sammy Hosier with two. She is perfect from the line. Take that back. She missed one. She's two out of three at the line, and then she hits that one. Now she's three out of four at the free throw line. Holster with, I think, 12 points on the night now, and now 13. Got them both. That makes the score now 28-14. Marion Local has doubled the score on the Lady Indians. And there's Fort Recovery almost tossing it away, but Whitley Rammel saves the day, comes up and grabs it at the timeline. Right side to Niekamp, back out to Mollenkamp, and it's knocked out of bounds by Marion Local. By Stella Hilsman, who's in there now for the Lady Flyers. Hilsman wearing number 12, if you're watching on TV. Kenzie Garkey will pass it in to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp at the center circle, I should say, over on the left to Mara Pearson. Pearson comes to the free throw line, has it knocked away by Hosier, got it back. Still dribbling the ball, passing to Mollenkamp. There's Whitley Rammel. Shoot it, Whitley. Yep, she doesn't. Around the horn, there's Mara Pearson, partially blocked by Holscher. Rebound Whitley Rammel, now fouls on Holscher. Number four on Sammy Holscher. And she's going to have to come out now. 3:28 to go in the game, and Holscher goes out. Perhaps their best player with four fouls. That's going to be a big blow there for Marion Local. See if Fort Recovery can take advantage. Grace Guggenbiller will lob it in to Kenzie Garkey, way out top. Over to Whitley Rammel, puts up the three, way off the mark. Rebound, Kennedy Mollenkamp, no good. Rebound, Grace Guggenbiller, no good. And there is Marion Local coming down with the rebound. Chloe Ronnebaum with the rebound. Out front with it. Over on the left side. Ava Unrest back on the right side to Ronnebaum, firing in and out, no good on the three. Rebound Whitley Rammel. That was way down in there, but came out. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. Passing on the left to Grace Guggenbiller. Grace dribbles the ball. Over to Whitley Rammel in the left corner. And there is a foul called on Marion Local, whistled on Molly Winter. She ran into maybe Carly Niekamp. Out of bounds to Fort Recovery. Grace Guggenbiller will put the ball in play. 2:45 left to go here in the Cooper Farms third quarter of play. Grace Guggenbiller on a three, and it's no good. Won't go. Rebound comes down to Marion Local. Tipped out of bounds by Carly Niekamp. I was just thinking to myself, gee, it's been a while since Grace Guggenbiller has shot the ball. And she had her corner shot. She's usually pretty accurate from the corner. But it just wouldn't go down that time. Lady Indians need to find some offense. It's been our problem all year. And actually, as the year has gone on, it seems to have gotten worse. Marion Local with the ball, leading 28-14. Left side, there's a shot up and good. Three-point basket by Olivia Demange. Gives her a total of 7 points on the evening. Down to Whitley Rammel. Chases it down. Stops. Passes back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mara Pearson with it. Left side to Grace Guggenbiller. She'll go to the baseline. Gives off to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Firing a 10-footer. It's short. No good. Rebound. Out of bounds. Nope. Got a jump ball, looks like. Held ball is called. It's going to go to Fort Recovery Lady Indians here. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. Inside to Mollenkamp, puts it up, no good. Wow. Marion Local with the rebound. Here they come. Unrasp over on the left to Ronnebaum. Now on the wing it goes to Marion Local's Nora Eckstein, who's in the game. Came in, I think, for Holscher a moment ago. Out top to Unrasp. Back on the left side it goes. Demange. Right side to Unrasp. Three-point basket's good. That's her second three of the night. Ava Unrasp, and that expands the lead to 34-14 now. Fort Recovery down by 20 points. Kennedy Mollenkamp will come down, lays it up, no good, and there's a foul called on Marion Local. It'll be Kennedy Mollenkamp going to the free throw line. Ronnebaum called for the foul. At the free throw line, Kennedy Mollenkamp. She puts it up, and it's good. That's her third point of the night. She'll have one more coming here. Once again, Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Fort Recovery and Marion Local in high school girls basketball this evening. And this one's up and good again. Finally, the Indians get some points, albeit at the free throw line. Marion Local being pressed full court, brings the ball up okay. And there's a travel called on Marion Local. Slipping and going down for the Lady Flyers there was Nora Eckstein. Fort Recovery puts the ball in play. Grace Guggenbiller with it. Here's Mara Pearson inside, missed the layup. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back out to Grace Guggenbiller, top of the key, right side it goes. Carly Niekamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp, or that's Mara Pearson with it to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Now goes to Kenzie Garkey. I don't know if that was a shot or what, but it's way off, and there's a jump ball called on the rebound for both teams, and that will go to Marion Local. You're listening to J Country 101, WPGW, FM 100.9 on your radio dial in Portland, Indiana. Marion Local down, up and in. Molly Winter gets her sixth point of the day with a basket there. And it's 36-16. And a ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery. I think that was Hannah Rose who tipped it out of bounds. Into Mara Pearson, 6 seconds. Pearson back out to Guggenbiller. Baseline jumpers way off. Rebound, Mollenkamp's no good. That's the end of the third quarter of play, and it was not a happy one for Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery only scores 4 points in the quarter. Marion Local scores 13. That makes a score at the end of three. Marion Local 36, Fort Recovery 16. We'll be back with the fourth and final quarter. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our fourth quarter or our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget to check out all the jobs at Cooper Farms. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com. That's CooperFarmsJobs.com.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalf of Kalf Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. When you're in need of a new pair of diabetic shoes, at Kalf Pharmacy, our pharmacists can measure and fit your feet so both shoes and inserts can be custom to you. Kalf Pharmacy carries Anodyne or Dr. Comfort diabetic shoes and are able to bill Medicare, Medicaid, or insurance. So call Kalf Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 so we can help answer your questions or schedule a diabetic shoe fitting appointment. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Well, we start the fourth quarter of play, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Marion Local, so Fort Recovery will have the basketball back. They had it to start the quarter here. Grace Guggenbiller almost threw it away. It's tipped out of bounds by Sammy Holscher. Sammy Holscher's in there with four fouls, but it really, at this point, Fort Recovery can't get any offense going. It's not going to make any difference whether she fouls out or not. And the ball goes out of bounds. They say it went off of Rose of Marion Local. Now they change their mind and say it went off of Whitley Rammel, which is, I think, what the official meant to signal anyway. Marion Local brings the ball up the court, leading 36-16 over the Lady Indians. And there's a foul on Grace Guggenbiller as she knocked the ball away, or tried to knock the ball away, from Stella Hillsman of Marion Local. Inbounds pass comes from Hannah Rose. Comes in to Stella Hillsman. Grabbing the ball, Sammy Holscher. In the lane, a little hook shot up and in. Nice shot by Lindsey Koenig. Koenig makes it 38-16. Marion Local does not pull the press off. Mara Pearson with the ball. Comes to the right. There's a foul called on Marion Local on Sammy Holscher, and she's gone. Sammy Holscher has fouled out of the game. There she goes, out of the game. Nice player, though, for Sammy. Coming in is Ava Unrast. So Sammy Holscher ends the game with 13 points, I believe it is. Free throw's no good, and rebound comes to Marion Local. Unrast out front with the ball for the Lady Flyers over in the right corner. Out top, over on the left wing, Unrest with it, dribbles to the top of the key, passing to Rose on the right wing. They're going to call her for traveling with the ball. Hannah Rose is a 5'6 junior for the Lady Flyers. Again, Marion Local 10-3 on the year, heading for 11-3 with a win here. Only 6:45 to go in the game, and Fort Recovery is down by 22 points. And for Fort Recovery to score 22 points to catch up in this game, not going to happen. They cannot score that kind of point output in a short period of time. Just can't do it. Inside to Whitley Rammel, hooks it up, can't get it to go down. Rebound, and there's a foul on Kenzie Garkey. And she ran in to Marion Local's Stella Hillsman. Number one on Kenzie. Marion Local will put the ball in play. Again, Marion Local will have to go the rest of the way without their star player, Sammy Holscher, who fouled out. Now front with the ball is Olivia Demand. She'll pass over to Unrest. Now back out top it goes. There's Rose with it. She'll pass on the left side to Demand. Unrest with it over on the right to Rose. She will go over here to Lindsey Koenig, and the ball stolen away. Here's Mara Pearson, lays it up and in. Mara Pearson gets a basket. gives her a total now on the night of 5 points. And Marion Local has the basketball. Whitley Rammel and Mara both have five, and that's the leading scorers for Fort Recovery. There's a little hook shot up and no good. Rebound comes to Whitley Rammel of Fort Recovery. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the left. She'll pass on the wing back out into Garkey in the lane. Puts the shot up. No good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. Going to call Rose, Hannah Rose, with the personal foul. So going to the free throw line here for the Lady Indians is Kenzie Garkey. She will have two free throws. The first one's up, and it is no good. Off to the left side. Once again, tomorrow night, we will not be broadcasting the Marion Local Fort Recovery boys game. It will be played over at Marion Local. You can hear the game on the radio, on the internet, I should say, at FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's FortRecoveryRadio.com tomorrow night. We'll be following Jay County tomorrow night. Jay County playing Southern Wells in the semifinal round of the ACAC Boys and Girls Basketball Tourney. The girls' game starts at 6, the boys' game at 7:30. Those games are at Jay County tomorrow night. So any of you Jay County fans listening, head out to the game, support the Patriots tomorrow. Shots up and no good by Marion Local. At the free throw line will be Molly Winner. Two shots coming here for Molly Winner. It's up and no good off the front of the rim. That foul was on Kenzie Garkey, I believe. One more for Molly Winner. Dribbles the ball, eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it is good. One out of two for Molly. That gives her a total of 7 points on the night. And it's now 33-19. I wish it's 39-19. Here's Mara Pearson up and in at the other end. Mara Pearson starting to get going here. She has 7 points on the evening now. And it's 39-21. 4:32 to go in the fourth quarter of play. Here's a little hook shot up and in. Lindsey Koenig showing some nice maneuvers. Gives her 6 points. And it's 41-21, back to a 20-point game. Mara Pearson will pass, tries to pass to Carly Niekamp, but throws it away. Timing there between Mara and Carly. Carly has not played a whole lot at varsity level this year, so you got to play it together a little bit to get your timing down and those kind of passes. Marion Local will have the ball on the Fort Recovery turnover. Unrest will bring it up. Ava Unrest across the timeline. Passes on the right wing. Sammy Holscher is back in there. That must have been her fourth foul a moment ago. Yeah, it was. We were off. The scoreboard was off a foul on Sammy Holscher, so she is back in the game with four fouls. There's a shot up and in by Marion Local. I think that was Holscher who got that basket, which gives her 13 points on the night now. Maybe not. Let's see. That was Stella Hilsman who had that basket. I take that back. Stella Hilsman. And Holscher does have 13 points on the night. Right side to Unrest. Ava back outside. Over on the left to Sammy Holscher. Pops the shot. Got it. Now she has 15 points. Sammy Holscher hitting the basket. And Fort Recovery just threw it away. Turnover Lady Indians. Too many turnovers tonight when Coach Holly Gann goes to tally them up. Unrest will toss it in for Marion Local. Underneath, up, no good. Rebound, Mara Pearson. I think that was Nora Eckstein who missed that close-in shot. Fort Recovery with the ball. Mara dribbling. And lost it. And a foul is going to be called on Mara Pearson as Unrest stole the ball away.
Then Mara tried to get it back. And was called for her fourth foul of the evening. To 21, Lady Indians trailing by 24 points now, and at the free throw line goes Ava Unrest. She has six on the night. Here comes Sage Luthold in for Fort Recovery, and Mara Pearson will go out probably for the last time. Callie Wendell's also in there for Fort Recovery. Maddie Guggenbiller is in there for Fort Recovery. So basically all subs are in there now for Fort Recovery and mostly for Marion Local as well. At the free throw line, it's up and good by Unrest. She will have another. She has 7 points on the evening now. Lets it fly, and it's good again. And she will come out of the game probably. That was not Unrest. Who was that? That was actually Jenna Kanapke at the free throw line a moment ago. So Fort Recovery with the ball. Left side to Callie Wendell. Here's a drive by Garkey. No good. Rebound comes down to Niekamp. Back up and no good. And a foul is going to be called. Foul's going to be whistled in there on Fort Recovery. Maybe I was right before. They say Jenna Kanapke on the scoreboard doesn't have any points. So that shot was probably good by, those free throws were probably good by Unrest a moment ago. At the line was Carly Niekamp. She hits the first one. Here's one more for Carly. And it's up, and it is good again. First time she's had an opportunity to shoot free throws tonight. She hits them both. That makes the score 47-23. With the basketball is Jenna Kanapke for Marion Local. Passing on the left to Hannah Rose. Tries to lob it inside. It's stolen by Niekamp. Knocked it away. Callie Wendell comes up with the basketball. Callie across the timeline. Dribbling. Passing over on the right side. Sage Luthold back to Maddie Guggenbiller. Now there's Niekamp with it. Over on the right to Maddie Guggenbiller. Dribbles. Passes back out top. Knocked away. But Sage Luthold got it back. Now she lost it out of bounds. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Another Fort Recovery turnover. 1:48 left to go in the game. Marion Local leading 47-23. Fort Recovery started out pretty well tonight. Only trailed by two at the end of the first quarter, 10-8. But, boy, coming up with points since then has been a real difficult task for the Lady Indians. Marion Local, all reserves in the game now for these two teams. Left side, that was, don't have her on my roster, so not sure who that was, but Fort Recovery ends up with the basketball. Here's a shot up and no good by Sage Luthold. Rebound comes to Hannah Rose of Marion Local. Lost in there, picked up by Niekamp, and she is fouled on the play by Hannah Rose. So going to the free throw line will be Carly Niekamp again. She was just there a moment ago and hit both of them. 47-23 score. She will bounce the basketball, lets it go, and got it. We need to get her to the free throw line more often here. 3 out of 3 for Carly Niekamp. Pretty nice looking shot. She will have one more. It's up and no good this time. I spoke too soon. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Callie Wendell. And so Marion Local will have the basketball. Hannah Rose at the free throw line. Down it comes. Minute to go in the game. Ball's loose, picked up by Marion Local. Jenna Kanapke on the right side. Marion Lockwood is passing the ball around the perimeter here. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Sage Luthold. Once again, tomorrow night's boys game, Marion Local Fort Recovery, will be heard on FortRecoveryRadio.com and not here on the radio station, as, again, we will be covering Jay County tomorrow night in the ACAC Boys and Girls Basketball Tournament. Marion Local lost it. Here's Callie Wendell up and in. It's Callie's first basket of the night. Makes a score at 47-26. Down comes Marion Local, laying it up, and no good. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp. Carly will bring it up across the timeline. Carly's the daughter of Fort Recovery football coach Brent Niekamp. Here's Maddie Guggenbiller inside, and she scores right at the buzzer. Maddie Guggenbiller getting the last points of the game. That makes it 47-28. Marion Local defeats the Fort Recovery Lady Indians 47-28 tonight. Fort Recovery drops to 2-11 on the year, and Marion Local improves to 11-3 on the year. We'll be back to wrap up the game just a moment right after we pause for this.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mark your calendars for Open House Week at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Enjoy 15% off all filters for your Case IH and Kubota branded equipment. All parts are at least 10% off. There's refreshments every day and chances to win prizes. Please send your pre-order so that we can have your order ready when you come in. Wednesday through Saturday, January 26th through the 29th. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, where the Fort Recovery Lady Indians fall to the Marion Local Lady Flyers tonight, 47-28. At the first quarter, it was close, with Marion Local leading by 2, 10-8. At halftime, it was 23-12, Marion Local pulling away to an 11-point lead. After three, it was a 20-point lead, 36-16. And the final, Marion Local beats the Lady Indians 47-28, winning by 19 points. Marion Local, the victorious team, was led by Sammy Holscher with 15 points, despite the fact that she was saddled with some foul problems. She's a really nice player for Marion Local, definitely an all-league player in my voting. 8 points for Ava Unrast tonight, 7 for Olivia Demange, 7 for Molly Winter, 6 points for Lindsay Koenig, chipping in with 2 points apiece, Stella Hillsman and also Chloe Ronnebaum. For the Fort Recovery Lady Indians, nobody in double figures tonight. Mara Pearson led the way with 7. Mara is the leading scorer for the Lady Indians this year. 5 points for Whitley Rammel. Chipping in with 3 apiece, Carly Niekamp and Kenzie Garkey, 4 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp, and 2 points apiece for Grace Guggenbiller, Callie Wendell, and Maddie Guggenbiller. For the reserve team, it was Fort Recovery losing by a score of 32-31. A last-second shot by the Lady Indians right underneath went in and out that would have won the game for the Lady Indians, but instead, Marion Local won 32-31. Fort Recovery led it the first quarter, 13-6, led at halftime, 18-16. After three, Marion Local led 26-25, and the final again was 32-31. Fort Recovery was led tonight by Callie Wendell with 6. Kinsey Garkey had 8. And Carly Niekamp with 11. So actually, Carly Niekamp, the top scorer, with 11 points. Kinsey Garkey with 8. 6 for Callie Wendell. Also chipping in with 3 points was Maddie Guggenbiller. 2 points for Kennedy Mollenkamp. 1 for Sage Luthold. For Marion Local, they were led in scoring in the junior varsity by Rachel Keither with 8 points on the night. 6 points for Brooke Wilker. Also 4 points for Allison Dirksen. 4 points for Jenna Kanapke. 2 points for Natalie Evers. And 2 points also for Allie Everman. And it was 2 points for Nora Exton. And your final score in the JV game, Marion Local winning 32-31. Marion Local is now, I believe, 11-2 in JV play. Fort Recovery drops to 7-5 in JV play. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Don't forget, we'll be back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse with the Lady Indians playing South Adams on Saturday. Noon is the JV start time with the varsity at 1:30 on Saturday. Thanks to our great sponsors, you folks heard in the broadcast. Thanks to our studio producers tonight. And that, of course, would include Eric Catterly at the radio station at WPGW. And Ava Shane and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good evening, everybody. Again, the final varsity score, it was Marion Local beating Fort Recovery 47-28.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by Community
Sports Minded. Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.